Good morning, and welcome to Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet. This is your host, Cindy McGurl, bringing you your weekly radio show about jazz drummer Paul Modian. I want to thank my sponsor, the Camden Conference, for helping to put the show on the air here at WRFR 93.3 FM, Rockland, Maine, low-power radio, community radio. And I have been listening to some of these amazing cassettes that Paul Modian had that Vince Gabriel, right here in Rockland, put on CDs for me. He digitized them, and he's been slowly doing that for me over the last few years. He does a great job, and I have a lot of cassettes, and he just did a big batch of 10, and there's so many good ones. I haven't listened to all of them, but this one really stood out to me. So one side is a rehearsal tape from July 9th, 1981. And we just heard the first cut from that called My Man's Gone. And it featured Bill Frisell on guitar, Billy Drews on saxophone, and Ratso Harris on bass, and Paul Modian on drums. And that Ratso Harris played with the band for just a short time. He did some practices. I don't know if he ever did a concert with them. But in December of this year, Paul recorded the album for ECM, Psalm, and the group was reformed, and it had Ed Schuler on bass, and Joe Lovano was added in on tenor saxophone. But this recording Paul wrote, some of this music is really good, I like it. And that's pretty high praise for him. He circled a few of the songs, I'll tell you when we play them. So that was My Man's Gone, and it's a Cole Porter tune. I think Paul did record that on one of the first on Broadway albums, I think. I don't know. I can't remember. But so I also have side B of this cassette, which is a concert in Nantes, France, on March 3rd, 1979, with J.F. Jenny Clark on bass and Charles Brackeen on saxophone. I'm not sure who recorded the concert, but it seems pretty good quality. The tour was set up by ECM. I brought in the tour papers. I'm going to read from those today. And this is just a few days before they recorded the album Le Voyage for ECM. And we're going to hear the first cut from that, and it's the song, the Paul Modian composition, Asia. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was TTTT, or known as 12-tone tune 2, which I can barely even say once, a Bill Evans tune from the 1981 rehearsal tape I'm featuring today, which was recorded on July 9th, with Bill Frisell on guitar, Billy Drews on saxophone, Ratso Harris on bass, and Paul Modian on drums. And before that, we heard the other featured album today, which is a concert on March 3rd, 1979 in Nantes, France. That was the tune Asia, Charles Brackeen on saxophone and J.F. Jenny Clark on bass, Paul Modian on drums. I want to remind you that you are listening to Community Radio, WRFR, low power, 93.3 FM, Rockland, Maine, and streaming online at WRFR.org. And I have, I brought in a lot of the notes around this concert. It was a big tour put together, I believe, by ECM Records. And it started off in France on, let's see, February 15th, they left for France. And it's quite a few concerts. I didn't count them up. I'll have to count them. But it looks like it's over 20. It's pretty grueling. But this concert was recorded. And in the notebook, the concert, there's a concert before it that was also recorded and in Toulouse. And Paul wrote great concert. But I'm not sure if I have that one. I'm going to look and see. But Paul has some funny notes in this notebook. I think Charles Brackeen, and he used to joke a lot back and forth. He wrote down some things that Charles said. I'm going to read some of that. Friday, February 23rd, that'll be 1979. And this is Charles Brackeen speaking. You said, "No more music," and zip, the lights went out. You didn't dig that, did you? Charles Brackeen. Saturday, February 24th. And then Charles said, silence for a long time. Hello? Hello? Oh, I was waiting for you to speak, and you were waiting for me to speak? Oh, that's what took so long. And then Charles in Rouen. This is the town where Joan of Arc was burned at the stake. Oh, it was a festival? Here's another quote. I'm not sure who it's, Charles or Paul. I blink my eyes once and to blink them again, and it's time to blink them again. Wait, I'm going to read that again. I blink my eyes once and it's time to blink them again. And then on the bottom of the page it says, there's a reason for everything, and that is attributed to Elvin Jones. Okay, we're going to go back to the music. Next up is Paul Modian's tune, The Sunflower, from the Nantes, France concert. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was Tanner Street, Palmodian tune from the 1981 rehearsal tape. And before that, we heard The Sunflower from the 1979 Nantes, France concert with Charles Brackeen and J.F. Jenny Clark. And I'm going to read a little bit more from the 1979 notebook. So that concert was recorded just 3 days before the trio went into the studio to record Leur Voyage. And back in January, Paul was making some notes about the recording. And he had a set list of music for the recording as drum music, which is on the CD, combined with Kabbalah at the beginning, though. And then the song Tangram. And that was never officially recorded on an album. I have some rehearsal tapes of it, and there is one on this rehearsal tape on the other side, too. But It is in the songbook, the volume one of the songbook that I just put out of Paul's music. But on this he wrote, it's kind of confusing. He changed titles and stuff, but he has in parentheses that Tangram became folk song for Rosie. But they literally look like two totally different compositions. But I don't know, take a look, see what you think comparing it. And then Queen Anne's Voyage, which he changed the title to Le Voyage, and Boomerang, which I think is not on the album. Yeah, nope, that isn't on the album. And they did end up adding The Sunflower and Abacus to it. And some of the other title... a couple pages later, he wrote... that the title of the Le Voyage album was going to be Tangram, but then he changed it. So that's kind of interesting. And here's another note he wrote. Change the standard format of the pieces. Music forms. Try again. A natural change, not forced. And up next, I have Le Voyage.
Thank you.
Leur Voyage with Charles Brackeen, J.F. Jenny Clark, and Paul Modian from a 1979 March 3rd concert in Nantes, France. And next up, I have another cut from the 1981 rehearsal tape with Bill Frisell, Burley Drews, Ratso Harris, and Paul Modian. And that is Second Hand. And after that, we're going to be at the top of the hour, so stay tuned for more of Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet. I'm pretty much playing this cassette in its entirety, and I think it will fit nicely into our two-hour format. And I'm going to continue reading from Paul Modian's 1979 gig book. And I've got all of his papers from this tour, and I counted there were 17 concerts on the European tour, mostly in France, but in other places as well. So here is Second Hand. stay tuned for more of Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet coming at the after the top of the hour announcements. And you just heard from a 1981 rehearsal tape, and we'll hear more of that when we come back.